Hello, Europe, and hey, Norge. It is William and Robin from oweeweeblogs.com here to talk about semi-final one of Melody Grand Prix 2022. Robin, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Let's kick this off by focusing on the winner, Froda Vassel, Fred as Deben calls him, with the song Black Flowers. Robin, what do you think?
It wasn't a big favorite for me going into the competition. Like, it was definitely, I think I sort of had ranked it about mid-table, but it definitely, it still stands out. He gave a really good performance. Another WeWe Blogs member, Pablo, compared it with the band Muse, sort of having that big epic rock feeling. He gave a really flawless vocal performance, a bit of rock swagger. I think we'll be seeing a bit of that this year with people being inspired by Måneskin. So if you're going to do it, you have to be able to do it really well. You can't half-ass it at any point. And he's definitely got that. I guess the thing I would say is I didn't expect him to win the semi-final. There were other songs that I thought would do better. But overall, when you look at the four performances tonight, or maybe even the five performances tonight, his was the best. And I think his win was really fair and deserved.
Yeah, we have to remember that a performance is judged on all the elements, right? Voice, song, staging. And before this, maybe his song wasn't the most, I don't know, obvious winner to a lot of people. But as you say, when the elements came together, it seemed like a good package. It reminded me of the songs and performances we would hear at Melody Festival and maybe 5 to 7 years ago. There was just something about it, even with the metal wall that opened and he walked out of. It felt familiar, but I didn't care. It felt polished. I was rewatching the video just before we joined each other here online, and the lyrics are actually quite good. He essentially is talking about, or ignoring each other's problems, and we all have black hearts and black flowers are growing from all, you know, the dead dreams and dead wishes. It's quite intense, actually, but also very appropriate. Human indifference is always in vogue, apparently. And he gives that, you know, a pop rock edge. He's a performer. You made this point. There's something about him, it was captivating. He's the same age as me. I guess you and I fit the demographic, I think, perhaps. We're like,
yeah,
we can identify with him. And like, he just felt solid. Like, something about him just felt really solid. And when he was looking into the camera, when the camera had the audience behind him, or what would be an audience behind him, I was just like, yeah, you're gonna, yeah. But I didn't expect it either. Because this, you know, Troll Fest, well, we'll come to the duels next, actually. So let's go to Duel 1. Duel 1 was the fan favorite, it's safe to say, Aline Noelia with the song Ecstasy versus Mira Craig, We Still Hear. What did you make of Aline Noelia?
This was one of my favorite songs. Based on the studio version, I had one concern, is that her voice, there's that really high bit that she does. It sounded in the studio version a bit shrill, and I wasn't sure would she ever make the notes live, but she did. She nailed it. It was a bit full on. And I think that might have been a bit overwhelming for some viewers. Like, no shade to her. I also think, like, she's a really good singer. And the song, it's this sort of dark, dirty pop song. It was a weird match. I sort of thought she was maybe more like a Taylor Swift kind of country folky pop song might suit her. But to go for this big sort of dirty dance diva kind of thing, it was weird. It didn't quite work. She delivered a good performance though, and I think she was the right winner of her duel, but I could see why in the final duel she didn't quite, perhaps that Froda was more authentic compared to her performance in the gold duel at the end.
I can tell you're from New Zealand, you called him Frodo. Shout out to Lord of the Rings. But I totally agree with you. her performance, something about it was mismatched. I think she did great. For the most part, the vocals were on point. There was one note in the first run through, I was like, oh girl, it was a little screechy, but the rest of it was on point. I liked the triangle effect when they were above her and you saw them all on this triangle. Shout out to my LGBTQ friends. I loved the kind of swerving motion. Like there would be an instrumental and her body would, they had these little details, those little Eurovision flourishes, things you want to see that make something pop. But then overall, I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of the song, to be honest. It's not something I would choose to play on Spotify. It would neither relax me nor get me super excited. Whereas with Frodo, we'll call him, at least, I don't know, I liked his voice a lot. It fit him, it was like mellow. But I thought she was gonna win. I was convinced she was gonna win this heat. And I even wrote the post in advance, like with her as the winner. And then I published it and hadn't corrected all of it, but it's fixed now, but yeah. So her competitor was Mira Craig. And I'm just gonna be completely honest. I preferred Mira's performance because it was crazy. Because it was like, it reminds me of that actress who's in Legally Blonde. What's her name? Jennifer Coolidge. Something about her. Yeah. There was something about Jennifer Coolidge about all this. Like, am I supposed to be taking this serious? Is this a joke? Is this a gag? She was like in this harem. You know, they woke up like that. Whether that's flawless or not is down to, you know, the beholder. But it was a mess. But it was a hot mess. Like, you know, she was sensuous. And when she was not called as the winner, I could see on her face, she was a little bit mad. You know, the bouncing, point of story is, I liked this for its messiness.
Yeah, she put everything into the performance. I loved the pink hair. like I said, you know, sometimes you're watching Eurovision and someone's got a hairpiece on and it isn't quite blended very well. But with this one, she's just like, yeah, you want fake hair? I've got it for you. it was wild. It was really, really enjoyable. Her vocals were a little bit, it perhaps didn't quite have as much power as you sort of want, yeah, especially coming after Elena. But yeah, they were two sort of similar genre of songs. If she'd been up against someone else, she might have won. Like if she'd been in against one of the other two in the other duel, perhaps she would have been the standout act. But yeah, with this one, I feel like she just didn't quite have enough vocal punch compared to Elena. But yeah, a hugely enjoyable performance. I think it will be one that turns up in GIFs and memes for months to come.
I saw it as a retelling of the 1001 Nights, the Aladdin story. And she was like, we still here. You try to chop off our heads, but we're... It had this anthemic quality and a bejeweled bra. And I'm a sucker for a bejeweled bra, honey. This is something you would have seen at Eurovision like 5 to 10 years ago. Like, not a joke entry, but like a kitchen tree. Anyways, we move on to duel number two. This was Trollfest Dance Like a Pink Flamingo versus our friend Frodo Vassal with Black Flowers. Black and pink. Black pink. Robin, what do you make of the pink?
This was my favorite song overall. I didn't think it would win, you know, MGP 2022, but I would have expected it to have done really well in this semi-final, to end up in the gold duel, if not win the whole thing. But I think just the staging, it didn't work. I just thought the whole flamingo costumes was a bit, I don't know, there was just something a bit sort of forced wackiness. Like, look at us, we're a weird metal band and we dress as flamingos. Aren't we crazy? You know, can't take her anywhere. But and someone made the point that the lead singer didn't quite have as much charisma as he needed to. I feel like maybe the flamingo costumes had more personality than he did, which you don't want. I sort of think their type of rock is a bit of an acquired taste. So if you're not liking it musically, there needs to be something else to grab you in. And I don't think they had that. So yeah, I'm sad that they won't be in the competition anymore, but I'm not surprised that they were eliminated.
One of the comments on the Wooby Blogs website is from Addy, who writes, Trollfest was a camp extravaganza. I mean, I seriously never expected that kind of a staging. It was so pink, I thought I was gonna go blind. So the staging, I loved the effect where they had the band dancing and then they like imprinted, was it flamingos or female dancers on the side?
Yeah.
It was almost psychedelic, even though it was tropical. There's a lot going on is the point. And I find myself really warming to it. I was like, oh, this is so cute. This is so different. Like, you would want a song like this in the final for variety. You know what I mean? The act people talk about. I think my favorite part of the performance, though, was when they were off camera doing the interview backstage and they were kind of like moving their necks. It was just really amusing. But I was like, this is going to kill Black Flowers because it's so wacky and memorable and people, you know, want to have a laugh. You know, after the past few years, we all need some fun. And this was definitely fun. I thought they were going to go through to the gold final, at least. It just grew on me a lot, because musically, I was like, no, thank you. And then when I saw this, I was like, okay, I'm ready to vote. They went against Frodo, and apparently the Norwegians were in the mood for something a bit more sober. Perhaps if they, his sober quality was made all the more strong because he was against something so ridiculous, whereas if he was against something even moderately serious, he would have been bland in comparison. I don't know if that makes sense. What do you make about the Frodo Flamingo standoff?
Yeah, I think when you look at the two duels, the winners were the more serious of the acts, and the sort of the sillier, camper ones didn't win. And I don't know if that says anything specifically or if it's just the luck of the draw. Overall, I think in MGP this year, there are a lot of quite full-on extravagant songs. So it might be to their advantage to not have too many of those going through to the grand final. Otherwise, it's just going to be very full-on. I could see, like, if you're not digging the medal, if you're not digging the flamingo costumes, then you might just go, that's a really good sort of pop rock performance from Frodo. So I'll vote for that sort of thing. So yeah, it was a logical win.
And then we move on to the gold final of semifinal one between Aline Noelia and Frodo. So this is a comment on WeeBlogs.com from someone named Urana. And that's Europe, Ana. So Urana, not Uranus. She writes, Alina Noelia has an excellent power vocal, but Frodo had the best stage for Eurovision. He deserved to pass to the final. So yes, putting these two against one another, I preferred his vocal. It just felt more consistent because he was working within a more narrow range, whereas she had to go all over the place. And obviously that creates more room for error. And I just felt that his song was more polished. Hers is good, but it almost felt almost like a very good demo that just needed a bit more finishing. Whereas his, granted, his is a bit more generic. Like, we have heard this before, but it was polished. Because when something's been done before, you know how to smooth the edges. I don't think either of these songs would challenge the MGP crown. So ultimately, it doesn't make a difference. I could see her doing well in the wild card, potentially. Because there seems to be a lot of love for her online. So we'll have to wait and see. But when they were paired together, I thought, yeah, he's got this. The stage show looks better. Part of that, just down to the wall, having that, like, big fence, I was like, ooh, they rolled in a fence for him. You know, it just, it gives it a sense of a show.
Yeah, I would agree that his felt more like a finished performance. Like, you could basically take what he presented tonight, take it to Turin, and it would be a complete Eurovision performance ready to go. I sort of think his might be, like, yeah, you were saying it is a bit generic. It doesn't quite stand out in a way that, like, I can't remember how it went. I can remember how Alina's song went.
Yeah.
So it's, I think, the sort of song that might easily get overshadowed by other more compelling performances. But yeah, if you're not, if a lot of people might have felt her found her performance a bit full on, and they would have gone, yeah, his is good, he's in control, it looks good, everything's good, he's getting my vote. But yeah, it will be interesting to see how he places in the grand final of MGP.
Literally, the only song I'm still singing is "We're Still Here." Na 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 na. That is a tune. Now, of course, Robin, there were not just the competing semifinal acts, but also one of the pre-qualified artists, Elsie Bae. The question we posed online is, does Elsie Bae slay? Now, going through the comments on WeWe Blogs and our social media, it's a bit mixed. I'm going to read this comment from Salem. Elsie Bae, do I dare to say this? I was a little underwhelmed. It's possibly the best song in this year's MGP Norgay, but that live performance felt a little empty. Sadly, it didn't give me the same winter vibes that I got from the studio version. Hope they improve it in some way. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that was one that I was expecting to be one of the highlight performances of this evening. But yeah, it's something just wasn't working. The song, musically, it's got that sort of orchestral thing. There's a bit of a Bond theme to it, but her vocals were quite subdued. She wasn't, it was sort of a song that needed a singer that was more of a belter. And if I think about Bond themes, like Billie Eilish did a Bond, I think the most recent Bond theme song, and it was not that kind of song. It was a Billie Eilish song with a Bond vibe to it. And I think that style might have been more suitable for Elise. Otherwise, like there was a bit in the song where there's this big orchestral climax, and it just felt really flat. Like she was just sort of standing there on stage while it happened. And yeah, it really felt like something was missing. I guess there's still time for tweaks to be made, either to her vocals and or the staging. But yeah, like I said before, I don't think it was the best performance of the night. I think actually, if you look at Froda, his performance had more to it overall. It was really well executed, whereas yeah, Death of Us was, it just didn't quite come together.
Fifi on the WeWe Blogs website points out that Froda was last in the betting odds and won. She says that's interesting and she likes that the odds were wrong. Now, on Elsie, I've got to say, of the studio cuts, by far my favorite, hands down, beautiful lyrics, like beautiful arrangement, electro orchestra. I love the two swells, how the song opens up. But then tonight, as you say, it just felt flat. I think on the whole, she sounded good. There were a few moments where she could improve for the final. I don't really worry about her vocal. What worries me is the staging. The staging was bland. It could be that they're holding back and they want the final, to have surprises. And it could also be that they think she's the favorite. They love her. The producers love her as well. And they want to have time to work on the stage show. But tonight, it was her in darkness and then some instruments behind her. And that's not enough. She's got an amazing song, so I really do hope there's something else that producers have up their sleeve. I'm thinking like Daughter, Big Lights, bursting Vasil Garvanliev, North Macedonia. You know what I mean? Like this song calls for explosions of light. Yeah, but she's amazing, and the song is amazing, and I'm not gonna rule her out, but in my like calculus, it's Subwoofer v. Elsie Bae. Just like completely wacky and yet still good musically versus something that's beautiful musically. And I was hoping staging would elevate her above, but that's not happened. If anything, at this point, I would be leaning Subwoofer. What do you make of these two coming together? These two are the most talked about acts, you could say.
I'm really interested to see what Subwoofer will be like live. I get the feeling that they are experienced performers and might not have any trouble delivering. Yeah, like I've said before, this year's MGP has a lot of really big, extravagant acts. So I feel like when it comes down to it will, like you were saying, it will be one of those big acts versus something a bit more subdued. And it will, I think, come down to just overall who gives the best performance, not so much the song, because I think like some people will like for the kind of song like, but if you're going to be entertained, if some, if it can grab your attention, that's what's going to stand out the most.
Absolutely. Just going to read some final comments before we part. These are on the WeWe Blogs website, and all of you guys can go there and leave your comments as well. We spent a lot of time filtering them, so keep it cute, please. Adi says, wow, 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 I'm so happy and shocked. Never did I think in a million years that Frodo would win the semifinal. I'm glad that my favorite actually won. I thought it was going to be Aline. Alex says, very mediocre, to say the least, songs in the semifinal. Norway used to have much stronger semifinals. I look forward to the next shows. I love Death of Us. I hope for big staging in the final. And finally, Sabrina says, fair enough. Frodo gave it his all, and the whole performance looked very polished. Aline did a great job too, but I already commented about that in another post. In any case, Robin, my final question for you is, looking at MGP overall, we've talked about Subwoofer, we've talked about the winner this evening, Frodo, we've talked about LC Bay. Does anyone else stand out to you, or have we named the favorites?
So the one that I'm really looking forward to seeing is Annalisa with Queen Bees. That sounds like, it's like an ode to working women, and she's calling them queens. It's got a sort of electro swing sound to it, but not in an electro velvet way, thankfully. It sounds like I was saying, there are a lot of really big songs in the contest this year, and this is one of them. If she can give a good live performance, if she can bring an extravagant stage show, I think it's going to really stand out and appeal to a lot of viewers. I would love to see that one in the grand final.
Yeah, and she can move. I've been watching her. She just joined TikTok. She's really funny. She's like very, very likable, very approachable. She's got fashion. And like, I saw her. Yeah, I feel like she's going to be able to serve this really, really well. I'm still just gagging to see Subwoofer. Because I think normally I would find a song like that really basic. But there's something about the way they've produced it. It actually feels like elevated basic. And I don't mean that as an insult. It's like an elevated basic party song, which is hard to do. And so, yeah, I'm ready to give that wolf a banana, girl. Some papaya, some lychee, whatever it wants. In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Are you living for semifinal one of Melody Grand Prix 2022? Did the best act win? Who are you looking forward to in the coming heats? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
And don't forget to subscribe and give us a thumbs up.
We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.